Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Chaitanya Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 7th chapter, 14th verse onwards. Hare Krishna, before I hand over the call to Prabhu, I request Raj Prabhu to give brief introduction. Please, Raj Prabhu, over to you.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanu Pranam to you and all the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Sri Guru and Gauranga. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanu Pranam to you too. Here is a brief introduction for our very dear speaker, His Great Sanatan Dharam Prabhuji. Prabhuji is a brahmachari from ISKCON Pune. Prabhuji is disciple of His Holiness Rana Swami Maharaj and has been practicing Krishna consciousness for about 20 years. Prabhuji is a B.Tech from NIT Trichy and has worked as a senior manager with Tata Motors in the past. Prabhu currently serves as an area management and project development head for the Pune region. He is a counselor, youth and corporate preacher, congregation preacher, secretary at Voice organization, and also a remote mentor for NVCC Pune Temple. Prabhuji knows and preaches in many languages, including English, Hindi, Tamil, Malayalam, Bengali, Marathi, Telugu, and Japanese. This is a brief introduction for Prabhuji, but Prabhuji has so many other services. Another request, dear devotees, on behalf of Prabhuji, please switch on your videos if possible, if time circumstances allow. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Please take over. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Requesting devotees to turn on videos if you want to hear Kirtan. Okay, no Kirtan. All right, we'll directly start with prayers. Yeah, I'm serious. Okay, fine. Okay, some of them are turning on the videos. Yes, yes, please go ahead. If devotees want to hear, have good Kirtans, then we want videos on. Everybody should be turning on the videos. Please. Everybody, please, all devotees. Yes, good. Very nice. Okay. Rajpur, what should we do? Only few devotees have turned on the videos.
Prabhu, please do Kirtan, Prabhu.
Okay. So Rajpur is requesting you do Kirtan and then devotees will turn on the videos.
Hari Bol.
All right. Let's keep it that way.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Yuga Radha Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Yuga Radha Yashoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Kunja Bihari, Radha Kunja Bihari, Radha Kunja Bihari, Sri Radhe. Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Baladivasa, Subhadra Manjaya Subha Dushtana. Jaya Gauranitaya, Gauranitaya, Bhakti Tarpavana Gauranitaya. Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki Jai Vitai Gaura Premanande Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Virandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Very, very happy to be with all devotees once again. And requesting even if some devotees have mercifully appeared to give me their blessings. But even if other devotees turn on the videos, that will be very inspiring for me. Okay, so we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter number 7, Shloka number 14. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay. Tesham kupata destrinam patatam tamasihi adaha ye shraddha dyurvachaste vai majjantyashma plava iva. Okay. Can someone read the translation for me, please? Somebody?
Leaders who have fallen into ignorance, who misleads people by directing them to the path of destruction, as described in previous verse, are in effect boarding stone boat, and two are those who blindly follow them. A stone boat would be unable to float and would sink in the water with the passenger. Clearly, those people go to hell and their followers go with them.
Okay, let's just try to digest this verse, what's exactly being spoken, right? Quite a heavy verse. Tesham kupatha. Patha means a path. And anytime in Sanskrit you add this word ku, it's a prefix, which means not the right path, the wrong one, wrong choice. So kupatha means it's a very dangerous path. Kupatha, destrinam. Yes. And tesham means who are being referred here? Here, it is not the leaders, but it's misleaders who are being referred. They are not leaders. They are misleaders. So what the misleaders do? See, what is the role of a leader? Yes, there can be roles performed by different people. Yes, there may be so many people working in an organization, in an institute, in a even in a society that we call. But there is one person who is like a compass, who gives the direction to people. Yes, that is the main role of a leader, to provide direction. And if a person is not giving direction, but he is misdirecting people, what is he? That person is called a misleader. He's not a leader, he's a misleader. Okay? Tesham kupatam distinam patatam tamasihi adaha. Please understand that what is going to happen to the person who is not a leader but a misleader? He is exactly directing people in the wrong direction, in the opposite direction, completely in a different manner. So such a person, what patatam, he is going to fall. Definitely he'll be going to fall. Where? Tamasi hi adaha. Adaha means down and down. He's going to fall to the lowest portion, hit the rock bottom. Yes, cool leader. Yes, there's su leader, nice, and cool leader, bad leader, misleader. Patatam tamasi hi adaha. That guy is going to fall down, but along with this person, who else is going to fall down? Along with this person, whosoever is following this leader, everybody is going to fall. Yes, one of the main reasons are these misleaders. These are the people who think they are in knowledge. Yes, but actually they are blind. Andhan yathandi rupagiyamana tepi shatantra urudhamni baddha. So this is what is Prabhupada loves this statement. Prabhupada would keep time and again quoting this statement about misleaders. That what are misleaders doing? Andhan yathandi rupagiyamana. They are blind. But they're telling other people, please, please follow me. Please come. I'll show you the way. Yes, please. All you have to do is just follow me. I'll show you the way. But does this guy have the eyes? No. He's blind, completely blind. But he's saying, no, no, no. Please follow me. I'll show you the way. Yes, follow me. All right. So everybody's following this misleader. And then what happens? Because this person cannot see, Prabhupada says, they all go and fall in ditch. First, the leader falls. And he falls there and hits, you know, the rock bottom. He hits there, his head-on collision, breaks his head. And because others were following this leader, what happens? Everybody falls behind him and everyone's gone. Collapse. So everybody is going to heading towards the crash. That's what we say. So that's why people give such misleaders, what they do? They give crash course. What course they give? They give crash course. After the course is done, you get crashed completely. Everybody is crashed. Nice name, right? Crash course. So misleaders, crash course. So many courses are coming up. Patati. Down. Okay. Yes, shraddhadayur vachastevai. Yes. All the people who put in. There are so many people who put in a lot of faith. See, it's ultimately the dhanam, janam, sundarim, this is all karma. So janam. Janam is the people, the fan following that you get. That's karma. Yes, some people will have certain fan following, some people have slightly more, some people have even more. Yes, a lot of following can happen. So, this is the good karma. There are some people, misleaders take advantage of their good karma, or rather I would say that they are very cunning opportunists who take disadvantage. You know, they take advantage and they put others to disadvantage and tell me, please come, follow me, I'll show you the way. And these people are all gullible. The masses are gullible. Shraddhadayur vachasteve. They follow all the words, and what happens? They sink. Majjanti. Majjanti means to bloop. This is the word that Prabhupada used to use. If you don't stay in association of devotees, you will bloop. What is bloop? How many of you played in waters? Okay, I'll be more specific. How many of you played with stones in water? Throwing stones? Oh, you have that much time. Nice. Good. Nowadays, people don't have this time to play with water. So you take stone and you put it in water. There's a sound that comes. You heard that? Bloop. It hears like that. Bloop. So Prabhupada would say that if you don't stay in association, you will bloop. If you don't read my books, you will bloop. Okay, so that is blooping. The sound is called blooping. You bloop. And a stone naturally bloops. But a misleader is a person who somehow using his Vakshakti, Vakchaturya. Vakchaturya means intelligence of speech. He convinces all the people who are gullible, who are following this person. Please come and board this boat. This boat is made of stone. Right? Please board it. And everybody sits on the boat of stone. And what's going to happen to the stone boat? It's going to bloop. Majjanti. Yes. Yes, majjanti. So, maja, this word maja in Hindi means to have fun. That's the meaning of this word maja. I'm not telling, connecting with the Sanskrit word. So, maja in general, oh, we want to do maja. That means I want to do enjoyment. But if you board a boat which is made of stone, you don't get maja, you get saza. Saza means punishment. So, maja becomes saza. Yes, that's what happens when you board this particular. So, majjanti is no connection to maja or to fun. Majjanti means to sink. Ashmaplava. So these are all boats made of stones. Stone boats. And they sink. But definitely all these misleaders, they are promoting products. They are promoting philosophy. They are promoting their practices. Yes, which are completely like the stone boats, which are going to sink. See how a person can be proud, right? What was written on Titanic? What was the statement written? A boat that even God cannot sink. That was their pride. And such a boat that even God cannot sink, they wrote like this. And in the first voyage, it sunk. Hare Krishna. Yes, so never be too proud of your achievements and your accolades and of your abilities and strengths. One should never be proud. On the first voyage, the first journey, that epic journey became the last journey. Yes, there was an iceberg and it sunk. Okay, so what we're going to do, we are going to have our discussion of the purport. We'll read the purport and then we will have a discussion in three parts. So, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Can somebody read one each para by one devotee? There are three paragraphs, I suppose. Yeah, please.
Within the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 20, Text 17. Can you hear me, Prabhuji?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Nradeham adhyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam.
We, the conditioned souls, have fallen into the ocean of nascence, but the human body fortunately provides us a good opportunity to cross the ocean because the human body is like a very good boat. When directed by a spiritual master acting as the captain, the boat can very easily cross the ocean. Furthermore, the boat is helped across by favorable winds, which are the instructions of Vedic knowledge. If one does not take advantage of all these facilities to cross the ocean of nascence, he is certainly committing suicide.
Committing suicide. Okay, we'll discuss this verse. Next one. Can somebody else read?
One who boards a boat made of stone is doomed. To be elevated to the stage of perfection, humanity must first give up false leaders who present boats of stone. All of human society is in such a dangerous position that to be rescued, it must abide by the standard instructions of the Vedas. The cream of these instructions appear in the forms of Bhagavad Gita. One should not take shelter of any other instructions, for Bhagavad Gita gives direct instructions on how to fulfill the aim of human life. Lord Sri Krishna therefore says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja, from Bhagavad Gita 18.66. Give up all other processes of religion and simply surrender to me. Even if one does not accept Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his instructions are so exalted and beneficial for humanity that if one follows his instruction, one will be saved. Otherwise, one will be cheated by the unauthorized meditation and gymnastic methods of yoga. Thus, one will board a boat of stone which will sink and drown all its passengers.
Thank you so much. Last paragraph, somebody else can read.
Hare Krishna. Unfortunately, although the American people are extremely eager to get out of materialistic chaos, they are sometimes found to patronize the makers of stone boats. That will not help them. They must take the proper boat offered by Krishna in the form of Krishna consciousness movement. Then they will be easily saved in this regard. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments. Ashmamaya Plavo Yasam Te Yatha Majantam Plavam Anumaja Janti Tatheti Rajaniti Upadestrasu Stasabhyayesu Kopa Vyajitaha. If society is guided by political diplomacy, which one nation maneuvering against another, it will certainly sink like a stone boat. By political diplomacy, with one nation maneuvering against another, it will certainly sink like a stone boat. Sorry, I repeated. Political maneuvering and diplomacy will not save human society. People must take to Krishna consciousness to understand the aim of life, to understand God, and to fulfill the human mission. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, all the devotees who read so beautifully. Okay, so coming to our discussion, we are going to discuss today's topic in three parts. First, we'll find out what is a good boat. Yes. So identifying the good boat, that is the first part. The second, there's a very, very interesting statement in the purport. I don't know if you've noticed or not. I'll ask you definitely something very interesting. Of course, Prabhupada's every single statement is a nectar. It's something which is very instructing and definitely, but very deep secret if you understand. Because Prabhupada said, even if you understand one line of my purport, you'll go back to God. Yes. At the same time, we need to understand this particular statement. This requires some explanation. And then we are going to discuss what is the bad boat. Yes. What is a bad boat? And then we will come to some conclusion. Okay. Now, anyone remembers what is a good boat? Which one was the good boat here?
Anyone? Krishna consciousness.
No. Good boat is a human body. Human body is a good boat. Yeah. In this context, of course, there's a boat mentioned in two different contexts and they're not connected actually. They're different. This human body itself is a boat. And then what is this material ocean compared, material world compared to? I give the hint. I spoke it up. What is the material world compared to?
The ocean.
Ocean of nescience. Oceans of nescience. So there's a beautiful shloka that comes in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Dehamadyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karna dharam mayanukule nalabhasvate ritam. Puman bhavabhim nataretsa atmaha. Yeah. So this particular shloka glorifies the human form of life. If you look at any preaching, a good preacher will always highlight the value of human form of life. Manushyatvam. Even Shankara does that. Shankaracharya, he says that sulabham sudurlabham. Sulabham is very, very difficult to attain. What is that human form of life? There are 8.4 million species and human species is very rare. So that is how one should, a good preacher will start one's preaching by talking about the human form of life. Even Prahlad does that. Prahlad also starts his seminar. Prahlad's seminar is to the youth, the ones who were there with him in the Gurukul. And he starts off with what? He starts off with the statement which explains the value of human form of life. Correct? That's the beginning of every preaching. Nirdeham. Nir means human, deham means the body of human. So this is the boat. Yes. And what does this boat do? This boat helps us to cross Bhava Abdim, that material ocean of science. Bhava Abdim, terrain, to cross over. That is the purpose of this boat. That what is the purpose of any boat as such? Any boat is actually for crossing. Of course, there's another boat that is coming up in the market very soon. What is that boat? Boat earphones. Different kinds of earphones, headphones. That is also called boat. Correct? They're also there. Those boat. Of course, we can use those boats also. For what? For listening to Krishna Kirtan, for Krishna Katha lectures. Yes, that boat also we can use. That boat will also help us to cross over this material existence. But the boat, the good boat that is referred here is that boat which has the facility to perform the devotion service. It is very rare, very extremely rare to find somebody like Bharat Maharaj, or we hear some cows who actually go for satsang. Yeah, they listen to the lectures. We are having instance of dogs who were doing devotional service by guarding the property of Krishna. There were thieves who were coming and these dogs were barking and driving the thieves away. Sand mafia, etc. Those who were stealing the construction materials of temples of Prabhupada. There were dogs who were guarding and the dog would never come inside the temple. I've seen many. Even with my own eyes I've seen. But normally, we find the human beings. This is the facility for all of us to perform bhakti. So that is a good boat. Videhaṁ ādyam, sulabham sudurlabham, plavam sukalpam. At the same time, you need to understand a boat. A boat has it has a definite course to follow. Correct? It has a definite course to follow and to move. Yes, to move and sail across the ocean. But something that gives an advantage to the boat, an advantage push to the boat, is the favorable winds. And that favorable wind is the Shastras, the statements of the scriptures. Correct? The scriptural statements. The statements of Vedas, as rightly put in the translation. Correct? And this statement of scriptures, ultimately Prabhupada writes, that culminates in the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Because ultimately, you have to go to the essence. The essence of all the scriptures is what? The essence is Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami masucha surrender, surrender, surrender. Surrender unto Krishna. So this kind of, this principle of surrender to Krishna, and how to surrender is very important. That's what is shown in Bhagavatam. Yes, Bhagavad Gita, ultimately anybody, any lay person, take shelter of the scriptures, take shelter of Bhagavad Gita, you will come to the point of surrender if you keep progressing. That's how Bhagavad Gita is the foundation. You need to surrender. Now, how to surrender? Yes, how to surrender is explained in Bhagavatam. You can surrender to Krishna only through a devotee, through a Bhagavat in your life. That principle is, again, every single pastime. We find, what is Parikshit Maharaj doing? He's surrendering, but how? By surrendering to Krishna through Shukadev Goswami, his guru. Suta Goswami is surrendering to his guru, Shukadev Goswami. Vyasdev is surrendering to Narada Muni. That is the principle of surrender that we learn throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes. So that principle is taught. How to surrender is mentioned. Correct? And how a surrendered devotee leads his daily, what is the routine of a surrendered devotee? That is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes. Practical surrender in day-to-day life. That is there in CC, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So beautifully we have got these important literatures. Prabhupada would say, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Nectar of Devotion. Because that's a law book. The law book of ISKCON is Nectar of Devotion. It's the duty of every initiated devotee to everyday read Nectar of Devotion. One has to read that. This is called as Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu. Correct? One should read. So these books are our treasure. They are the favorable winds. But what do we do with the favorable winds? We lock them up in the locker and keep it as it is. Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhagavatam as it is. CC as it is. NOD as it is. We don't use the wind. Yes? How many of you like to be in a very aerated place where you can breathe fresh air? You like to be in such a place? I guess it's only me. Okay, no, okay. Some of you realized. Yes, yes, Prabhu, we also want. We want to breathe fresh air. We don't want to breathe stale air. We don't want the air conditioning. We want fresh air. Yes, not the polluted air of the cities, the fresh air. So imagine there is fresh air. Correct? Yeah, there is fresh air available. But a person is locking up all the doors and windows and putting the curtain. Is that person taking advantage of the fresh air? No, that person is considered foolish. Hey, you foolish fellow, just open the doors and windows. There is fresh air available here. So similarly, there is favorable winds available which can increase or accelerate our progress. But do we actually take advantage of these favorable winds? Yes. Prabhupada was asked by devotees, How much time actually should we study Prabhupada's? And you know what was Prabhupada's answer? What did Prabhupada reply? How much time should you study my books? Anyone, please?
All the time.
Wow, that's very amazing, all the time. But he knew not everybody is as advanced as you. So he gave some practical instructions for us also. 8 hours a day, my Lord. 8 hours a day, he would tell devotees to go out and do book distribution and Sankirtan, not study 8 hours a day. Person studies 8 hours a day, he will not be able to do anything else. 2 hours, correct. 2 hours. Prabhupada mentioned 2 hours. 2 hours of study should be there. Okay. Then what to do? 2 hours? Not practical. So we will not do it. This is another mentality that we have. If we cannot do the instruction, oh, what to do? Okay, let's give it up. I've seen this mentality. Yes, sometimes what happens is people commit. Prabhuji, I will chant 16 rounds. And you tell people, please, relax. Don't take up to 16 rounds so early. You try to chant something like 4 rounds. No, bro, I'll do 16 rounds. And sure enough, they struggle. And after we go to them after 3-4 months, ask, how many rounds are you chanting? Oh, we are not chanting at all. Because we could not follow 16 rounds, so we are not chanting at all. Give it up. Either it's 1 or 0, digital world. 0 and 1. Yes or no? It's not like that. If you cannot read for 2 hours, what to do? Read 1 hour. If you can't read for 1 hour, read at least half an hour. So minimum half an hour is something we can take out and definitely read. That's how we take shelter of this favorable winds, which will help us to progress swiftly across this ocean. Yes? And then what else? Of course, it's not just good to have a nature. You just have a good instrument. Yes? Imagine you have a nice harmonium. You have a nice mridangam. You have very nice kartal. But you don't know how to play it. Is there any use of that nice instrument? Yes? There's no use. So you may have a nice boat. But it's very important that the boat has a good captain. Again, the good leader. The good leader, he promotes the good boat in the right direction. He makes the boat progress in that direction. And that leader is the spiritual master. Yes, the spiritual. That is the second, the third most rarity. First rarity is what? Manushyatvam, Shankara says. The second rarity is called as Mumukshatvam. Mumukshatvam is that desire to cross over this material ocean. Yes. And third rarity is what? Third rarity is having a bona fide spiritual master in our life who is being the captain of the boat, steering us towards the success. So these three things are very rare. Manushyatvam, Mumukshatvam, and a bona fide spiritual master, a Sadguru, a bona fide spiritual master. These three things are very, very, we have the three rarities. Rarer, and the rarest. So, Plavam Sukalpam Guru Karnadaram Mayanu Kuleva Labhasvatiritam. So this, the scriptural favorable winds, etc. But despite this, having these three things, imagine we have these three things and, a person is not able to cross over the material ocean, then what is such a person called? Such a person is called the killer of the self, Atmaha. Ha means it comes from Hatya, killer. And Atma means killing oneself. Of course, the Atma never dies. Atma doesn't die. But this is like killing your spiritual life. Correct, you're postponing your going back to Godhead. You're increasing your stay in material world. This is as good as committing spiritual suicide, because we are being deprived of the wonderful spiritual rasa which is available in the spiritual world. We are being attached to this mundane rasa of Maya. So this is not good. So that is as good as committing suicide. Somebody is committing suicide. All right. So we now studied what is a good boat. Now let's try to understand one statement which is mentioned. I'll read it aloud. Even if one does not accept Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his instructions are so exalted and beneficial for humanity that if one follows his instructions, one will be saved. Do you understand this? Now, this requires a little bit of explanation. Now, why does one read Bhagavad Gita? Why does it carry so much of weight? Answer is very simple. Why does Bhagavad Gita carry so much weight?
Well, it's spoken
simple.
By Krishna.
It is Bhagavad Gita. That Bhagavad is heavy. Gita, there are so many Gita. Yes, there are so many Gita. There are so many musical compositions. Yes. I don't want to name any. But okay, I'll make it Sattvic. Johann Sebastian Bach. Yes. Mozart. Ludwig van Beethoven. Schubert. So all these particular... Yes, personalities. They have also composed a lot of Gita. Many they call it sonatas. They call it toccata and fuga. The different terminologies. So they have composed so many Gitas, which people love to relish and play it on piano and guitar and violin. In orchestra, people try to play. And of course, in every day on YouTube, there are so many Gitas get added. Gita means music. A sound vibration. Apart from that, there are so many other singers. Also, this was musical composition. There are so many singers, playback singers who have their own album. So there are so many Gitas. But what is special about this Gita? It is Bhagavad Gita. That Bhagavan has the weight. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. In fact, Prabhupada himself says that if somebody is trying to understand the message of Gita without accepting the authority of Krishna, he's like licking the bottle of honey from outside. Yes. How many of you love honey? Yes. How do you eat a honey? How do you drink? Or how did you access honey? How would you do it? Open the bottle and we just drink the nectar. Honey, of course, don't drink too much. The temperature would get heated up. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had this habit. Bhaktivinoda Thakur would drink a lot of honey. And he would do that to avoid school. Because you drink a lot of honey, more than the required quantity, your temperature will increase. It will rise. The temperature is something that rises. And because the temperature rises, you feel feverish. That's an immediate symptom that happens. And of course, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mother was very, very shrewd. So his temperature would high. She would understand this fellow has eaten honey and she would punish the child. Hey, you little rascal. You are trying to avoid school by drinking this honey. Okay. But we open the bottle and then drink the honey. But this Bhagavad Gita is a honey which is not going to increase fever, rather it's going to reduce the fever of material existence. This is that nectar which is going to reduce and solve all problems of life. But in order to open or have access to that Bhagavad Gita, it is very, very important that one, what does one do? One accept the authority of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If this one does not do Hare Krishna, then one will be licking the bottle from outside and thinking, I'm not getting any taste. I'm not getting any taste. So this was one explanation given by Prabhupada. And now Prabhupada here is telling that even if one does not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his instructions are so exalted and beneficial for humanity that if one allows his, just follows his instruction, one will be saved. How to understand this? All right. Now somebody is not accepting Krishna as Supreme Lord, but somebody is trying to practice some goody-goody principles out of it. Now Krishna has designed Bhagavad Gita in such a way that people who are attached to their work, they will also get attracted to Bhagavad Gita. It speaks about karma. There are some people who want to have a mystical experience of dhyan yoga, of breathing, of asanas. Even these people will get attracted to Bhagavad Gita because there's mention of it. Of course, the climax is something else, but there's mention. Krishna has dedicated chapter 13 to 18 exclusively for the jnanis, the dry mental speculators. This section will be very attractive to them, but in the end, they will also reach the proper conclusion. So Krishna has accommodated everybody. Yes, Krishna has accommodated everybody. Even those people who have no spiritual conception. Yes. How many of you can give an example of some shloka, some section from Bhagavad Gita, which will appeal to even a materialist who has no faith in God? One example that comes to my mind is Yuktahara Viharasya, Yukta Cheshtasa Karmasu, Yukta Svapnava Bodhasya, Yoga Bhavati Dukkaha. Amazing. Even if you don't want to be a yogi, you want to remain a bhogi. But even in order to do proper bhoga, proper enjoyment, you need to have proper balance of sleep. There should be balance of your eating. And there should be balance of your recreation, and work. These four things should have a proper balance. It should fit in. Lord Krishna says that. Also, Krishna talks about three types of food. Yes, in the 17th chapter, Ahara is of three types. That also helps people. Yes. So Krishna has kept something for everybody. So somebody may get attracted to something. Yes. And then after having taken some principle, oh, this was very helpful. So Krishna is all accommodative. He has invited everybody to read. Yes. 9.3. Yes. Ashraddha dana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa. Aprapravyamanivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. What is there in this? 9.3. What is there? This is about verse. Yeah, I know the shloka. I just quoted that. So how is it helpful to those people who are atheists? In fact, this says you don't have faith in devotional service, you're doomed. This is exactly the opposite. Right? I'm asking for a section. Like I gave an example of many sections which are attractive to people. So people read Gita. They're very selective. In reading that. Some of them are very intellectual. They want to understand the universal management. So they read the universal form. They get fascinated. So like that, Krishna initially attracts everybody. Opulences. Yes, opulences of Krishna. The 10th chapter. That's very attractive. People want to know what is best, etc. And after all that, what happens? After all these things, definitely one develops some kind of affinity. Because you're hearing from Krishna, although it is selective. Hearing, there is some kind of affinity you develop for the person. And then when you, okay, if this section is interesting, what about the other section? Like how many of you, I just want to say, on Bhakti Sangh Japa, you would have invited a speaker, a devotee, a Bhagavatam speaker. He comes and gives a class and you like the class. After you like the class, you're eager to understand what more lectures this devotee has given. So you try to find out on YouTube if there are more lectures of this devotee. You try to go, how many of you have done that? Yes, true, happens. So similarly, he likes that one lecture of Krishna. One point. Oh, nice point mentioned by Krishna. So why Krishna would have given some more points also. So there's some kind of eagerness which is kindled. And slowly, gradually, wherever you are, whether you're on the stage of Karma Kand, you're on the stage of being a Sakam Karma Yogi, Nishkam Karma Yogi, Jnani, a person who wants mystic opulences, a Dhyani, whoever you are, gradually you will get elevated to the platform of full surrender. That's what happens. And you will. So Arjuna was a person who played the role of a layman. And anybody who reads systematically the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in the 10th chapter, will come to conclusion. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam, Vibhum. You will come to the 10th chapter, Arjuna gives his conclusion. That you, Krishna, you are God. Ahustvam Rishayas Sarve Devarshi Naradastada Asito Devalo Vyasa Swayam Chaiva Bhavishyam. Oh, all great sages proclaim you to be God and now you yourself are telling. And because of that, sarvameta dhritam manye yanma vadasi keshava nahite bhagavan vyaktim vidur devana danava. So that is why I accept your statements in toto. Yes? So some access, even little bit access you have to Bhagavad Gita. It is not see now a person is envious of Krishna, that person will not benefit from Bhagavad Gita. On the other hand, person has no conception of God, but he is a seeker. He doesn't know Krishna is God. He doesn't have an offensive attitude. Right? There is no offensive attitude. He's just a blind person. You read Bhagavad Gita, you will be convinced Krishna is God. Yeah, I am in touch with some of the boys from, who are bodied from different, not Indian bodied, American bodied. Some of them are there. And all these people, they somehow or the other came in touch with me. So I told them, read the Bhagavad Gita cover to cover once. And the experience of these people, sincere people, is that they started believing Krishna is God. So you will come to the conception that Krishna is God and then you have to surrender to Krishna. Of course, it's a demoniac mentality, the offensive mentality, the wrong mentality towards Krishna, the envy towards Krishna is there. Then one will not be able to benefit from the instructions of Gita or any instructions. Because that envy will only increase. But if a person is an ordinary lay person who is a genuine seeker, he just comes and reads something. May not know Krishna is God, but keeps reading. Yes, one will definitely benefit. That is the meaning of the statement as I understood. Okay. So now the last part, the interesting part, which devotees are most awaiting. And this part is, what exactly are the, who are these misleaders who point to the wrong boats? Yes, the wrong boats. So the wrong boats are the wrong three. There are three things, or rather, I would say four things. You can call it the four P's. Number one, those who promote the wrong products. Number two, those who promote the wrong philosophy. Number three, those who promote the wrong practices. And number four, those who promote the wrong purity principles. So four P's. There is product, philosophy, practice, and purity principles. Those who promote these wrongly. So they are the misleaders. And these four P's are actually the bad boats, which are made of stone, which are sure to sink. The wrong philosophy, the wrong practice, the wrong product, and the wrong purity principles. Yes. Yes. Wrong products, they promote the wrong type of literature. Yes. Or read this. They will promote the atheistic literatures. There are so many atheistic literatures. Yes, please. They promote that. Please read these books, which teach you how you can win. You can be happy in this world. You shall overcome someday. Yes, so such kind of products. Some of them even promote products that, oh, all you have to do is, we have a medical shop, so to say. And all you have to do is, please subscribe to our product. It's a monthly subscription. And keep taking our product, and very soon you will attain salvation. Hare Krishna. Yes, subscribe to our products. Yes, we have different kinds of products. We have incense products. Keep smelling incense. Yes, you smell the incense and you will experience heavenly pleasure. So these are all the different kind of people. That, yeah, it is there. It's I'm laughing out loudly, but it's there. People promote products. You take our food from our place. They call it prasad. But they don't know what is prasad. What is the meaning of prasad also they don't know. They call it prasad sometimes. Prasad. So eat these products, and just by eating these products, you will experience emancipation. You will experience nirvana. So people promoting such kind of products. Yes, their own products. Because they want to increase their own sales. They are doing a business. Yes, there are such misleaders. So these products you keep taking, because it has no connection to Krishna, it's going to drag you to hell. Annam, Vishtam, Jalam, Mutram. Yadi na Vishnu Naivedyam. If you don't offer Naivedya or Bhoga to Krishna, Narayan, Vishnu, and we accept something, even if you're drinking water, is as good as urine. You're eating food is as good as stool, if it is not offered to Krishna. Correct? So what are these people doing? They're misleading, or eating, smelling, whatever. They're not having any connection to Krishna. Yes. There are some organizations, some leaders who promote selling, giving each other products of their bouquet, special bouquet, magic flowers. Yes, please don't go search in Google who are these people. I've just heard. So give this magic flower and you can conquer, win people. Yes, you will win friends and conquer enemies just by giving these wonderful magic flowers. They're promoting such kind of wrong products. So there are misleaders who promote these stones which are going to sink. Okay, that's the first thing. The second is wrong philosophy. Yes, wrong philosophy. Some people promote the philosophy. Oh, ultimately, the world came from an explosion. There was a big bang that happened and the world was created. Some people promote, oh, you remember, you all don't remember, but actually we were before monkeys. So Prabhupada was asked about this theory. Some Prabhupada was made it very bold. Prabhupada said, Darwin's ancestor may be monkeys, but my ancestor is Brahma. Darwin's ancestor may be monkeys, not mine. Right? So that also something that Prabhupada. So wrong philosophy can be many. These are such are the stones, boats made of stone boats. There can be some philosophy. Like we preach, you are not the body or soul. There can be some misleaders who say, yes, you are not the body, you are the soul. You are the soul and your body belongs to me. Yes, this is the philosophy that some of them say. You are the soul and your body belongs to me. Such people simply want to make masses, convert masses into their followers. They're not interested in delivering them, they're interested in exploiting them. Some of them give this philosophy, actually, Guru is God. Guru is equal to God. Guru is only God and everything. See, Guru is as good as God. Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastri Uktastatha Bhavyata Eva Sadhi. It's correct. But Kintu Prabhorya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda. That Kintu Prabhorya is a very important statement. You need to understand that this Guru is nothing, he is a great servant and a devotee of God. He is to be treated as good as God. Acharya mam vijaniyam na amamanyeta tarhiche. Nam artya bhuya asuite sarva devamayo guru. Yes, you have to treat Guru as good as God, but we need to understand that Guru is as good as God, but Guru is not equal to God, he is a servant of God. So some of people promote this wrong philosophy. Some of them promote not only Guru is God, even you are God. Yes. I told all of you about a poster once I read. It is the poster read, become God in 7 days. Only rupees 1,000. Yes, there was a big poster. And there was a phone number given. Become God in 7 days. Only rupees 1,000. Please join today. Courses start on how to become God. So this poster was become gods. So I also gave a class on become gods, apostrophe S. Become gods. We are not gods, we are gods with an apostrophe S. That should not be forgotten. Right? And some of them even promote a wrong philosophy of just do karma nicely. Ultimately, everything is karma. Karma is dharma and karma is divine. Just keep doing your work. Work is worship. So such kind of nonsense philosophy. Correct? So that is the second kind of stone boat that we should not board. The third stone boat is the wrong practices. Yes, some of them say spirituality means some gymnastic exercises. Yes, just lift your hand, put it down. Lift hand, put it down. Breathe, laugh. Yes, this is the way to attain God. Yes, this is a wrong practice. Some gymnastic exercises they do. Yes, make their bodies flexible. What's going on in the name of spirituality? It is nothing to give and take with Krishna, God, Bhagavad Gita, nothing. Just do some gymnastic exercises and one day you keep doing this, one day you will attain God. Another practice is, it's called dynamic meditation. Thank you. I didn't want to use that word. There are different names that go on. Dynamic meditation, transcendental meditation. Some of them, they say everything is about breathing. Ultimately, just, yes, all you have to do is concentrate on breathing because breathing is everything. Breathing is God. So they have different tapes. Yes, there are different tapes and audio clips which people hear. They get inspired and they do breathing every day. Close your eyes and just breathe. Breathe in. Take in the life. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Now release slowly. Really slowly. Keep doing this. Keep doing this. And one day you will attain the perfection. Such kind of stuff. Wrong practices. There's another Swami. Famous Swami. He said you can attain God more than folding hands. Yes. More than folding of the hand. You can attain God by building your biceps. Playing sports. Yes. Playing sports is the way to attain God. Just play sports and attain God. Because ultimately God is a sporting God. He also sports. Some of them attain practice of mantra, but they say what you have to do is you have to chant the secret mantra. Yes, this is top secret mantra. Don't share this mantra with anybody. You share, it will not work. You share this mantra, it is not going to work. But you recite it silently, secretly, and keep giving monthly donation of something like $100. It's subscription. You stop subscription, mantra will be cancelled. So you have to keep renewing your subscription of mantra. And don't share with anybody. Yes, don't share your credentials with anyone. Correct? This is your personal mantra, which for you, because everybody is another bogus philosophy. I just remembered, yathomat tatopat. Do whatever, ultimately, yathomat tatopat. Any path that you take, you will reach God. So practice and philosophy, practice, philosophy, product. The third is purity principles. Some of them say there is no problem. What is there? You can have meat. You can have fish. You can have eggs. You can have onions, garlics. You can drink. There's no problem. You can drink. You can smoke. You can intoxicate. There's absolutely no problem. Some of them say, yes, you can have sex with anybody you're comfortable. There is no problem. Ultimately, it's a very spiritual experience. Sambhog says samadhi. There is no emphasis on regulative principles. Yes, gambling, yeah, definitely you can gamble. There is no problem. But keep paying your subscription. Monthly subscription should go on. Keep doing your Nitya Seva. And you can do whatever you want. Ultimately, I will take all your sin. And you can just keep coming and confessing. You do something bad. You hurt someone. Just be good. Do nice. These activities are not bad. There's no problem. Just be good. Be nice. Be cheerful. Keep smiling. Yes. So these are all not emphasizing purity principles. But that's also bogus. Correct. So these are all the stone boats. Yes. As the Shastras say, Ashma Plava. What happens to Ashma Plava? Majjanti is going to bloop. Everybody is going to bloop. So then what is the final conclusion? So the conclusion that I wish to give for this lecture is that we are actually sitting on the best boat. If we consider the bogus philosophy, the bogus practices, the bogus products, and the bogus purity principles, if we are considering this to be the stone boats as per the shloka, and the leaders to be misleaders actually, who are nothing but just making people drown in this pool of material ocean. For them, we need to understand that the best boat is the boat which is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Hari Bol, this is the best boat. And we have the best captain ever. Who is His Divine Grace? Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai. And he's the captain. So what we should do? Oh, we should get into this boat properly. Some of us, we are hanging. Hanging, there's a possibility that you will again go back. Don't hang. Never hang in the boat. Don't hang in there. Climb up and take full shelter of the boat. When do we take full shelter of this boat? Because Prabhupada said, chant 16 rounds attentively. Follow the four regulative principles honestly. Yes. At the same time, render services in this moment. So when we do these things, yes, when we do these three things, then we have properly taken shelter of this boat. And then what we should do? Also, try our level best to put in floats and ropes and try to help those to come into the boat, to help them to board this boat. So we have to slowly, slowly uplift. We can try to assist. There are great masters who are putting. So we, on their behalf, we can put the ropes and try to pick up these people so that they can also board. That's called preaching. Correct? So Prabhupada has the right products. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, NOD, the Japmala, everything, all right products. He has the right philosophy. Back home, back to Godhead. Yes. He has the right practices. Yes. Chant Hare Krishna. And purity principles. Follow the four regulative principles. Along with that, he also tells all of us to preach. The fifth P is preaching. Preach this Krishna conscious message. So that's what we should be doing, sitting on this boat properly. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There's a very wonderful question put in the chat. It's Supriya Tarlekar Mataji. I don't understand how people fall for such things. Don't they have common sense? Common sense is not so common. Another thing is, people want to be cheated. Yes. There's a sampradaya. Just like we have four sampradayas. There's Brahma sampradaya, there's Rudra sampradaya, there's Sri sampradaya, there's four Kumara sampradaya. So these are four bona fide sampradayas in which you get the Vedic knowledge. We are in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Guru Shishya Parampara. Correct? We are in the Brahma sampradaya. So similarly, there is one more sampradaya. And that sampradaya is the rest of the world. Vanchi Vanchak sampradaya. The cheater and the cheated. The cheater and the cheated. This is called Vanchi Vanchak sampradaya. Cheater and the cheated. Correct? So it is very, very important that we understand that if you want to be cheated, you will be cheated. You want to cheat. You want some cheating principles, some shortcuts. That means we just want to make a show of religiosity. But we don't want to be religious. We want to make a show of spirituality, but we don't want to be spiritual. We want to do everything else. Then, Hare Krishna, by the divine arrangement of this material nature, you are made to meet such a misleader who will make you sit on the stone boat. That is the advantage. Vanchi, Vanchak Sampradaya. One who's cheated and who's cheater. And one who becomes cheated becomes a cheater next. Oh, you experience cheating. Oh, what to do? Now I'll cheat others. Cheater and cheated parampara. So that is Vanchi Vanchak Sampradaya. So that's how they fall. They have common sense, but they want to be cheated.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. What an amazing class. Thank you so much. Maja and Saja. Yes, Prabhu.
But most of the time, you know, we get this maja and then we get that taste of saja. And that's the time when we actually remember Krishna. And we actually remember, oh, there's something wrong going in my life. And we go and find a guru and we go and really search for what is happening. So 100% Prabhu. I love the four P's that you told us, the product, the philosophy, the practice, and the purity. Certainly amazing, amazing, amazing class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. And I love how you again went with the purport of our amazing Srila Prabhupada and just get the class going, Prabhu. So beautiful, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Dear devotees, if there anybody has any questions or any realizations for Prabhuji, please go ahead. Our Divya Gaurangi Mataji. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanu Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Dhanu Pranam, Raj Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sanatan Dharma Prabhuji. Always very wonderful class and thank you for your association. Prabhuji, my question is, very nice class, but you explained that there is this boat of our Krishna consciousness and there are some who are hanging on to it. Just now you explained the analogy. So what is the practical way to explain that? Who are these people, at what stage, and what will make them come on the boat rather than come off the boat?
Thank you. We need to understand that hanging in air, of course, it's not that hanging. Some of them are actually in process of coming into the boat. That is first category. We should not consider them hanging. They're progressive. Okay, they're taking up to one round of chanting. They're attending the Sunday Love Feast program. Yes, they're gradually progressing ahead. They're developing relationship with devotees and then coming to 4 rounds, 6 rounds. 10 rounds, 12 rounds. Of course, after 12, you can directly take 16. There's no point in wasting time there. They'll go to 16, right? Yes. So this is progress. Somebody who's progressing, there's no problem. But there are some of them who are still assessing. See, I'll tell you, a pure devotee is one who says yes to Krishna, no to Maya. A sahajiya is one who says yes to Krishna, yes to Maya. Yes? Mayavadi is one who says no to Krishna, no to Maya. A materialist is one who says no to Krishna and yes to Maya. But a hanging devotee is one who says wait to Krishna and yes to Maya. He's not saying no to Krishna, he's saying wait. Just like when I press this button, I'm giving you an experience. Ask to start video. Of course, you click the video and you came on. But some of them, what they say, I will turn it on later. There's no option of no. So people are afraid to say this no. So what they say, we are still waiting. We are still figuring out. I'm not thoroughly frustrated with material enjoyment yet. So I'm still assessing. There must be some enjoyment in this world. Yes. So we are not yet convinced that material world is suffering. This dukhale mashashvatam. That's major funda. So this, for this, we have to hear. Only when we hear, our experiences will make. We all have experience that this material world is dukhale mashash. But till the time, we don't hear the Guruvani, we don't listen to the transcendental sound vibration, this experience will not become realization. Got it. It will not dawn in the heart. Divya Gyan, Hrithya Prakashito will not happen. Oh, this material world is full of suffering. Come on, give it. So those have number. So the hanging people are the one in one line. I'm telling in principle. Are the ones who have still some hope in this material world. So many of us fall in this category, who have some hope that there will be some enjoyment, because of which we are not surrendering fully. But if you are progressing, what we can do, I'll tell you. Sa ittam bhakti yogena swadharmena cha pandava. This is a beautiful verse. Sarvan kaman shaner jahu. I'll just figure it out. This is Ambarish Maharaj. Sa ittam. Yeah. Yuktam bhakti yogena tapo yuktena parthivah swadharmena harim prinam sarvan kaman shaner jahu. So what is the last line I just want you to focus? Sarvan kaman shaner jahu. We have to be progressing. So do bhakti yoga, follow the principles of tapasya, whatever austerities are associated with that, right? Along with that, carry on your duties, but gradually give up the sense gratification. No problem. We can be gradual. Yes, this is allowed in Shastras. That's how Ambarish became a pure devotee. Correct? So this gradually giving up should also happen. But what gives you the strength to gradually give up? The strength to gradually give up comes when we are gradually accepting more sadhana, gradually increasing our service. Yes, gradually increasing our sangha. When this is increasing, we develop the strength to gradually give up that material desire. Otherwise, we will not develop the bhakti. Without bhakti shakti, we will not develop that determination, that dhridata to give up the nonsense.
Yeah. Yes, Prabhuji, thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
There's a brilliant question on the chat. Prabhuji, Maya gives logical argument. Maya's all arguments are logical, very logical. That is why the only way one can conquer Maya is actually by surrendering to Guru. So you go to spiritual master, you will smash that Maya into dust. All the logic and argument will be smashed. Maya always gives logical argument. But better to check. Yes, we have to check. Let us check and verify the statements of Guru. Correct?
Thank you. That's thank you, Devakarani Mataji. Such a beautiful question. I was going to ask that. Then, you know, you get... Okay, I'll ask next time. I was going to ask that and you answered it, Prabhu. Many times, you know, you are chanting, but you're not doing your 16 rounds attentively how you should be. You're doing your things and then you're chanting. And at the end of the day, you know it is not good. You know, chanting will give you that maja. But then, you know, you're behind the saja.
We think chanting is saja. That's a problem.
Yeah, no, well, it's not that, but you know, it's so busy life, Prabhu, with kids, with business, with the things going on. You just don't get that 2 exact hours to sit and chant those 16 rounds. And many times you're just doing your things and you're chanting and you're saying Krishna, you're repenting that. You're saying Krishna, Radharani, what is this? Why am I not in Vrindavan? Why am I in this country? Why am I don't have time to chant? But there is no option, Prabhu. You know, you just, it's not giving you that. That connection with Krishna, actually, you know, you're actually doing your emails, you're actually doing your things and trying to chant, but it doesn't give you that, maja. So, Prabhu, pray for all of us, for me especially, that I can give some time to Krishna and connect with Radharani and Srila Prabhupada. So, thank you, Mataji. Very beautiful question, Devakarani Mataji. Thank you so much. And thank you, Prabhu. Beautiful answer.
The reason why we don't be attentive in chant, the 10th offense, if you read, what do we say the 10th offense every day? You all recite, right? Shikshashtakam and 10 offenses.
Yes, Prabhu.
To maintain material desires and to chant inattentively. Actually, this maintaining material desires and chanting inattentively is connected. It's connected. When we maintain material desires, that is something which will make you bring inattentiveness. Because when you, what is inattention? Inattention means your attention is diverted to something else. What is that? The material desires, which we have maintained. Correct? So gradually we have to cut it down. And how to gradually cut it down? By gradually increasing our bhakti shakti. Through sadhana, seva, sangha, we have to increase. And it is a duty of every devotee to take out the morning 2 hours for chanting. Wherever we are. I know we are living in a very fast-paced world. Even 16 rounds of stuff. In fact, if Prabhupada would live today, I know many of them will put a petition, Prabhupada make it 8 rounds. You would have done. Because Prabhupada initially said 64 rounds. And devotees said, oh, it was very difficult. 32. And Prabhupada said 16 and no less. That was a brilliant statement Prabhupada made. 16 and no less. But if Prabhupada were to be there today, many of the IT professionals, they all would have gone and put a petition, combined, Prabhupada is our, all how many members are, IT members of our, ISKCON members, IT members, IT members. Yes, we are all coming to you and putting a petition, kindly reduce the standard to 8 rounds. It is practical. We would have done that. Thanks to Prabhupada, 16 and no less.
So true, Prabhu.
It's very important that we get to bed early and realize we have to give that time. Okay. Prabhuji, I can take one last question,
Prabhu.
One last.
Okay, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, it's from Supriya Mataji. Mataji is asking, Prabhuji, I'm new to Krishna consciousness. I also want my mother and brother to join down the line. How can I inspire them?
You can do three things. Number one, you should be representing the philosophy properly. You're new. But from a mentor, learn how to represent the philosophy properly in your life. Because when you are new, we get a little bit preachy. We love to download stuff. We like to beat down the philosophy. We like to be heavy. But represent properly. Number two, learn to present properly. Proper representation and behavior and proper choice of words by presentation. Yes. And number three, arranging the right inspiring association for them. It's not necessary that we are going to be delivering them. No. So the same, they may get connected to the same age group. They may get connected to the, if they're intellectuals, they may get connected to some preachers who are intellectual, scientific minded. Because if they're cultural, they would get connected to the culture of the temple. So we have to analyze and we should accordingly arrange the right kind of Sangha for them. Do these three things. There's absolutely no reason why they will not become favorable to Krishna consciousness at least. Okay. I have to have a hard stop at 7 actually.
Thank you.
Nilesh, so Mahatme Prabhu, thank you so much for raising your hand, but I won't be able to serve you today.
Sorry, it's okay. It's okay. Doesn't matter.
Thank you. Thank you, Mataji, for understanding. Prabhu has so many services. Thank you, all the dear devotees who attended the class. So many other messages are coming to me. Samsung S8, Mataji or Prabhuji. Please come next time. Prabhuji comes to our Bhakti Sangha Japa group every 2 weeks. So please join every day, actually. For Prabhuji classes, please do come and ask your question next time. Today, Prabhuji has to leave. So dear devotees, as Prabhuji has to leave, let us thanks Prabhuji and let us pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha kalaptaru.
Vancha kalaptaru.
Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada ji ki jai. Great Sanatan Dharam Prabhu ji ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu ji.
Thank you,
Krishna.
Thank you, Krishna.